I cannot tell you how much I have loved being able to take the time and create a space in my home just for me. I have a husband, an awesome husband, by the way, two teen boys, and a wire terrier named Charlie, who I've also dubbed Charleston Oliver. And with all that testosterone, girl, let me tell you, I just be needing a space where I can get to just be my girly self. You hear me? Like, if you could pry me open and take a look inside of my mind, it would pretty much look like my home office. Pretty much, basically. Full of patterns, pops of whim and color. Accurately, totally, 100%ly describe what is going on in my head at any given moment. Hi, I'm Tasha Branham, serial creative entrepreneur, artist, writer, storyteller, and hot Cheeto eater. Today on the Whatever is Lovely podcast, I'm going to tell you exactly why you need a creative space and how you can achieve one on the tightest of budgets, like the tightest. So grab some Doritos and sweet tea and find a private corner and let's talk about all things creative space.
Whatever is lovely. Whatever is lovely. Whatever is lovely. Whatever is lovely.
So today I want to talk about how I even begin with this creative space situation. So how long ago was this, girl? I think like not far into my marriage with my husband. We moved into a 1,050 square foot condo. Now on Craigslist, they said this condo was 1,500 square feet. I don't believe that for 1 minute. It was 1,000 square feet. It was three levels. On the main level was like the living room, the kitchen, dining room, laundry room. We had a full finished basement. And then upstairs was two bathrooms, master bedroom, and my boy's bedroom. So when we first moved into this place, my boys were kind of young. I think they were like maybe 8 and 11. So being that they were much younger, them being able to share bunk beds in one room was not a problem. Well, after a while, those, young tween boys became teenage boys, and there was no way that both of them were able to fit inside of that small bedroom. So my husband and I talked about it, and we ended up taking our basement, which was kind of like a second living room, kind of meeting and hangout area for when we would entertain. We took that and we made that their bedroom. So this left their bedroom upstairs completely and totally empty and available for use. Now, my husband's a pastor, so at the church, he had an office that he would go and work out of. When I would work as a, stay-at-home entrepreneur at the time, I would work in our bedroom, living room, dining room, or wherever there was space. We were literally piled on top of one another, living in this condo, but it was what we needed at the time. It worked for us budget-wise and everything. Kids were still able to stay in the school district we had them in, so that's kind of what it was. So when my husband said, babe, I want you to have that room as your office, I was like, okay, fine, that's great. I had this he bought me a like a solder, one of those desks that take like 10 years to put together because it's got 500 pieces and a bunch of compressed wood. He had that. He got a chair for me from someone, gave it to us. So I essentially had an office I could work out of. But it was like I couldn't go in there and work because it was just like four of that standard tan color, which I loathe that color. It was just four walls, a window, a desk, and a chair. It was nothing spectacular in there at all. So one night, I was up in there and in my office working. My husband was asleep, the kids were asleep. I don't know where the dog was. I guess that's irrelevant. But so I don't know what even made me ask this question because it was this is very pivotal in my career as a artist and entrepreneur. I said, God, help me make this room something nice. Like, I really don't have a budget right now. Like not even a small budget. I have no budget. Can you help me think of some ways I could really take this space and just like trick it out? Just colors popping everywhere. So when I begin to ask that question, I stopped working for the evening. I shut my computer and everything. And I walked over, you know, to the adjacent door in the hallway to the bedroom. Husband was asleep and I got in the bed and I thought I was going to go to sleep because I'm the type of person where if my head hits the pillow, I am out in like less than a minute and a half. I'm talking like not level 4 sleep, but like level 10 sleep, like the best naps, the best, just the best. I don't hear nothing. And I laid in the bed and it was like I couldn't sleep. I was stirred. It was just like God began to open up my eyes. My eyes were closed, but they were open at the same time. It was weird. But, you know, my eyes, I'm laying in the bed. My eyes are closed and I begin to see colors, just colors. Like, you know how you close your eyes. Okay, go ahead. Close your eyes. What color do you see? It's black, right? But if I sit here and I allow God to stir my creativity, that black, I begin to see colors. I begin to see shapes and patterns. And that's happened like since I was a little girl. And I always thought I was weird. You know, you can't tell your psychology teacher stuff like that. Because I used to tell my psychology teacher stuff like that. Like I hear music in my head or I see this or I smell that. And she'd be like, you know, that's not normal, right? So I thought I wasn't normal because I would hear stuff and see stuff. But you know, that's just when the world tries to describe and put definitions on things. You can't box God. You can't box creativity and how he shows you and downloads images and gives you insight into things and foresight. You just can't put him in a box and how he chooses to show you. So when I close my eyes, it's you know, I'm going back to this night. I close my eyes and it's black. And then all of a sudden I start to see colors and shapes. Girl, when I tell you them ideas started flowing left and right, I saw visions of like bottles I saved. I don't throw nothing away. Nothing. Let me tell you something. Side note. I don't even buy glasses, like drinking glasses for my family. I just save spaghetti jars, olive jars, jelly jars. I like jars because I kind of like the mason look. But at the same time, like I'm not trying to, you know, I got teenagers. Stuff sometimes makes it their way into their bedrooms and never comes back out. It gets lost, broken or whatever. And I'm not trying to be upset over some glasses. So I use jars. I also save if we buy soda that comes in glass bottles. I save that. I save everything. I save yarn, string. If I buy a shirt and there's some pretty string on it with the price tag, I save the string. I just save stuff. I ain't no hoarder or nothing like that. Please believe that. I like cleanliness. I like order and organization, but I just like things that I can say, I might use that to make a project. So I'm not like saving trash or macaroni noodles or nothing like that, but it's like fabric. Like if I have a sweater that it shrinks, I will save the sweater, use the arms for leg warmers, use the torso for something, that kind of stuff. Right. So the Lord began to show me all these different images of stuff that I had in the house. Like scrapbook paper. He was like, you can take that and you can tape it to the ceiling and have checkers on the ceiling and all this stuff. I had to start writing stuff down. I literally still have the note in my iPhone. Bless God for iCloud and the note app and being able to take notes and save them and even bless him even more. Can we just get just a moment? Can we just praise God that it's the search feature where you can just search and type in some keywords and find documents that's been saved on the cloud that you've typed like 3 or 4 iPhones ago? Can we just thank God for that? Okay, so I'm writing all this stuff down because this stuff is flowing. I'm like, man, this stuff is good. You know, God is, listen, if you have never asked God to help you with a creative project, girl, let me change your creative career right now. Because think about it, like who else in the world inspired a book to be written that has been the topic of discussion since the beginning of time? God. No other book stays relevant like that. How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's a great book. That's one of my favorite books, but it has never been the topic of discussion and it will never remain as relevant as the Bible. You just won't find anything else. Who else but God could create stuff that man, even with all of man's wisdom and technology and innovation, can't even replicate? Like, come on. Like, you want something relevant? You want something life-changing that's going to outlast generations? Girl, you better ask God to give you some insight. You want an invention to get you off your job? You better ask God. He know what's going to trend next, what's going to be popular, what the next curve is going to be, the next wave. He knows all of that stuff. We ones be trying to figure out on our own thinking we could do things in our own strength and abilities, not realizing that we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, which is our helper that has been designed to help us. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things, not just some things, all things. We be keeping the Holy Spirit unemployed, sitting there bored, not doing nothing because we don't pull on the Holy Spirit when we need him. So anyway, the Lord is showing me all these different visions and I'm just writing all this stuff down like, this is incredible. I had to shut it off. I literally had to be like, okay, God, we got to go to bed now. I got to get up in the morning. I mean, you don't have to get up in the morning because you always up and you're not human, so you're not tired, but I got to get up in the morning and get these kids ready for school. So we're going to have to talk a little bit later. And, you know, so I ended up going to sleep, but the next day was the first day that was really pivotal and changed things for me. I began to work little bit by little bit by little bit. I took that brown desk. I wanted to take Bible papers and put them on my desk, like decoupage them, but I didn't want to disrespect the Bible like that. So I'm like, what else can I do that, you know, I wanted book pages, but I didn't want nothing to be like ratchet. So I went to Half Price Books and I'm walking in there praying, Holy Spirit, help me find a book. I'm in the book section. There's nothing after nothing on top of nothing on nothing. And all of a sudden I came across this book, this music book, these music notes in it. And the book was called Handel's Messiah. So I opened the book and I start looking through there and I'm like, oh, this is pretty dope. You know, it's got, you know, different hymns in there and there, and it's got like the music notes. Okay, I can go with that feel. So I went, bought some decoupage. Mind you, I am broke as a joke, right? Stuff in Walmart, stuff in Sally Beauty. We living in 1,050 square foot condo and I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to decorate my office and my home because I'm still working on my home. I don't have no office building or anything. It's just like, listen, don't let Instagram have you thinking that just because somebody's stuff is sitting on a retail shelf that they at home eating lobster and scrimp every day. That's just not, at least that wasn't my story. That's not everybody's story. That's just not a reality for everyone. So, you know, maybe one day, amen. But so I'm going out buying this Mod Podge to decoupage my desk and, I take the paper home, start cutting it out, and I started decoupaging this desk. And in decoupaging the desk, I started looking at what else do I have in my office. I've got fabric. I've got old soda bottles. Oh my gosh, I've got spray paint. I started spray painting old picture frames that weren't being used. I just really started taking stuff that I had already at home that wasn't in use or that I just didn't think would work. And I began to just make this space for me. It was like a project that was like life changing for me. I didn't want my office to make sense. And when I say make sense, you know how some rooms have specific themes like nautical theme, country chic, mid-century modern, farmhouse. I didn't want it to have a theme because I feel like me, you know how you see people and they may have a set style that they wear. Maybe it's Western, maybe it's more like, you know, professional or hip hop or hood or whatever you want to call it, right? I probably have all of the above. You know, it's not, I will wear cowboy boots in a minute, but I wear cowboy boots with bamboo earrings. You know, it's just, I'm just very eclectic. I always have been since I was a little girl. So I knew that in creating this space, I wanted it to be a reflection of my personal style and my personal taste. And my personal style and my personal taste can't be placed within a category. So I knew my room, my office wasn't going to be something that could be placed in a category. And I was okay with that. I was okay with one wall having one color or style or print of wallpaper and another one having another. I literally was in this room that was like maybe 10, what was it? Maybe about 9 by 10 square feet, maybe probably a foot and a half smaller than that, on both sides, and each wall had a different wallpaper on it. And I was okay with that. Now, does that make sense to most people in a room that small? Absolutely not. But it made perfect sense to me. I would cut out magazine sheets and I would have another part of my wall that had articles in there that really were inspiring to me. I'm a maximalist, so I like stuff. You know, there's minimalists that want, you know, minimal design, very simple. I don't like that. I look at minimalist stuff and I'd be like, where's the rest of it at? This ain't finished. Like, why is all this space over here? This could be used. It just is like, hello, hello. I don't know. That's just my personal taste. Nothing against minimalists. If that's you, Do you? I'm a complete maximalist. I want to maximize all the space. I want all the colors. I want all the pillows, all the furniture, all the plants. I just want stuff because it just looks good to me. It's just art. You know, it's not that I have like this, an issue with like, you know, possessions or anything like that. I just like stuff. I like to decorate. So going back, you know, I wanted to, this space to reflect me. There were no themes allowed. So it would be like, I would be looking for sticks outside. If I was outside and I saw a leaf or a stick that I liked, I don't know, you know, I'm gonna take this home and see what I can do with it. I would find stuff at Dollar Tree that I would repurpose. I would find things at Five and Below. I felt like I wanted to buy an area rug, but I couldn't afford one. So I took a blanket or, like a quilt that I found at Target for really a really good price. And that was what I used on the floor for my rug. Who would use a quilt on the floor as a rug? Girl, this one right here. So stuff that was to be used for one thing, I would totally use it for something else. Because to me, it didn't have to make sense. This is my space that I wanted to make conducive for my productivity, for my art, for my creativeness. And I needed that to be it to be a space that pulled that out of me. But I also wanted it to be a space to where if I had friends over, which I don't really do often because introvert, but if I had friends over, I would want it to be a space that we can all come in and create together. So like if I wanted wall art, I would draw stuff or scribble something in Illustrator, print it out, go to Dollar Tree and spray paint some frames or go to IKEA and get some frames. Like I love wallpaper so much that I figured out how to make wallpaper hang from my walls with liquid starch. I'm like, there's got to be a way to hang wallpaper from my wall. I am obsessed with wallpaper and I probably will be until Jesus comes back because I just feel like wallpaper is amazing. I don't care if it's in style, out of style. I love it. And that's all that mattered to me. So we don't own the house that we stay in now. What? Oh my gosh, CEO, entrepreneur, you don't own your own? No, I don't own my house yet. I'll tell you about that story later, but we don't own the home that we're staying in now. So I wanted wallpaper and I couldn't make it, I couldn't have permanent wallpaper or I can't have permanent wallpaper even here. So I found a blog of a girl and it took me days to find this. It is like buried deep in the internet. Okay. This woman, she used liquid starch. You can get it out the laundry detergent aisle. I got a paint roller and I rolled the liquid starch on the wall and I applied, is it called temporary wallpaper? I think that's what it's called. Not the one with the adhesive on the sticky back, like the stuff you get at Target, but the kind on that you're supposed to put some kind of paste. I didn't use paste because I was afraid that would compromise the paint. And I would just roll the liquid starch on the wall and my wallpaper would stick. Now, when I take it down, is there going to be a little bit of paint that comes down? Yeah, probably. Is there going to be a little bit of paper left from the wallpaper? Yeah, probably. But guess what? My wall is looking nice right now. If that means I have to do a little bit of scrubbing or hire some teenagers to go in there and clean that wall up, that's perfectly fine. But that's what I wanted to do for my space. I would either make, or I still do, make candles or go buy candles from Dollar Tree because there are certain fragrances that produce a certain response out of me. Like I love florals. Like before they was trending, I loved florals. I love floral tea, floral clothes. I don't like real flowers though. I just, you know, cause bees and stuff. But you know, if I could have flowers minus the bees, that'd be great. But I love the feel of flowers. I love the smell. So I love floral candles. I also, okay, don't judge me. Don't judge my life. I love the smell of tobacco. I think it smells like wealth. So like I got some tobacco candles in my office. So I would either make big candles or like I would save cans that had like beans in it and I'd make candles. So it was like, I just was having fun creating this space. Like my style is like a bohemian gypsy with a touch of whims, something. So for me, it makes sense because that's my personality. But you in creating your space, if you wanted to have something that was more thematic, that's perfectly okay. So I know in my space, I wanted to create something or I have created something that, you know, I pray in there. I do praise and worship. I create. I go in there and hide. Sometimes I just lay on the floor and stare at the ceiling, but I want it to be a space that looks like me and smells like me. It smells like detergent in there right now because I got clothes hanging up. But like detergent is life. I feel like detergent smells like if you could make, if every decision you made for the rest of your life was the right decision and the outcome was everything you hoped and it had a fragrance to it, it would smell like detergent, right? So anyhow, that's just me talking out the side of my head. So my office has become like a never ending make art everyday project for me. You know, I'm an advocate for make art every day. I think that, you know, creating art every day, it does something for the creative muscle. It builds it, it strengthens it, to where creative blocks, like in my previous podcast talking about creative blocks can kick rocks. If you make it a point to create something every day, to do something artistic every day, whether it's a recipe, how you dress, maybe it's designing something with an app on your phone, doodling on your paper, do something creative every day so that you're not a blocked up creative. And that's basically what a creative block is, when you've become blocked up because your creative flow has been trying to get out of a small space for such a long time. And then you don't let it out and then you get a block, or, you know, you don't learn how to tap into the creative power of the Holy Spirit. So you're just working out of your own strength and eventually you run out. The Holy Spirit never runs out, but we run out. So I wanted to create a space where I can go in there and just completely and totally have that time with God. And it's my work, it's my make art every day. So I may not go in there and physically add something to the design element of the office every day, but if I just need a 15 minute refresher, I'll go in there and I'll listen to my record player, or I'll just go in there and light a candle and just sit on the floor or fold clothes or eat fruit snacks, or, you know, or go talk to my plants. That is just my space for that. And, you know, I've used so many things from around the house to decorate. You know, whether it's making stuff out of paper and hanging them on the wall, making macrame, hanging plants, repurposing pillows and having a spot on the floor where you can lay down with pillows. It's just been a space that I have decorated over time, and I have barely spent any money in there because ain't nobody got time for that. How can we take what we already have and make something out of it? That is how you can maximize your creative muscle. So for some people that I mentor, I'll give them an assignment to make something creative and I'll give them some criteria. But my one stipulation is you can't go and buy something that's already made. You know, if I take a scripture and give you a scripture and say, now go make something that is representative of that scripture, I don't want to see you going to the store buying something that's already made and then, like, you know, getting a marker and colored polka dots on it, like, bam, boom, I made something. No, go make it with your hands. Go repurpose something you already have. That is going to stretch your mind creatively. And if you continue to put that into practice, you'll be so surprised at what actually comes out of it. So I've done such a work in building that space. Not only do I have a place that I can go to and just completely sew or hot glue or just, you know, write or whatever, but anytime I invite somebody into that space, they immediately feel inspired to create, because that's basically what my space was designed for. It was designed to produce that feeling. So, like, you may not have a full room in your house, and that's totally okay. But whatever you have, even if it's a corner, take it and make it yours. Even if it's how you organize your closet, maybe you put a prayer space or creative space in your closet. Even if you have your whole apartment, don't feel like you have to do your whole apartment like that. Do your part of your living room, do your kitchen, do your bedroom. Just take something and make it yours, a space where you can go into and shut off the world and just allow that one-on-one time with God where he can minister to you, where you can pour out in all of your artistic endeavors. Whatever you want it to produce, ask God to show you what's inside of you. Like, maybe you don't DIY or repurpose, and that's okay, but maybe you can go and get some things that are already ready-made but super duper discounted. Don't sleep on Dollar Tree. Don't sleep on Dollar General, Family Dollar, or the Walmart. There's plenty of things out there. Maybe you thrift. Like, ask God to show you how to make that space yours. Decide on a budget, whether you want to spend $50, $100, whatever that is, you can really take something and make it yours. It doesn't have to be over the top expensive. When you buy stuff that's already pre-made, and let me just put a pin in this because I'm thankful for this now, but I used to get angry at God when I would have these grandioso ideas and I wouldn't have the money to execute them as a business and I would have to work with what I had. It was in those times that God was able to stretch my creative muscle to its capacity and really strengthen it and show me how to use little and do maximum things with it. And that's the one thing I encourage you is don't go out spending a bunch of money. Take a small dollar amount, a very small dollar amount, you know, and go look at dollar stores or, like I said, thrift or IKEA, Facebook Marketplace, or if you go look in, you know, yard sales or repurpose what you have, cut up old clothes or just whatever you have, you can take it and you can make it yours. So the possibilities are really endless. Don't be afraid to decorate in a way that you wouldn't normally decorate, or just like stepping outside of your box. Like, but don't think too hard. Don't make this stressful. Keep it fun. You'll be totally surprised at how incorporating an element that's a stretch for you will open you up to a totally different design palette. Like if you don't normally design with yellow, put some yellow in there. If you're not really a damask person and you like more of like a traditional, like a polka dot pattern, just try a damask. Just try something that's not yours. All it takes is for one thing, you to try one thing, and it will open you up to a completely and totally designed element that you've never considered. It'll take you out of your own personal box and it'll open you up just a little bit more. So I hope that this inspires you. I hope that this helps you to take just the idea of creating a space in your home that you can run to, that you can hide in, that you can do all things creative. Even if it's a corner, even if it's a small space, you can have a prayer corner. You can have a nap corner. You can have a creative corner, meditation corner, that you can meditate on the many things that God puts on the inside of you. If you can take some time and begin to work on that and have a creative space, you will be surprised at the peace and the serenity that will overcome you when you enter into that space. Take it and make it yours. And when you start or finish your space, tag me, Tasha Branham, or the Whatever's Lovely podcast. I would love to see what you come up with. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast today. I hope and I pray that it has enhanced and shifted your creativity. And I am excited about what God is going to do in you and through you. Just trust Him, trust this journey, and have fun. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe. Bye, loves.